Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is saying yes to God, even when we are scared. We'll be right back with a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Saying Yes to God, Even When We Are Scared. Written by Laura Bailey. Read by Laura Bailey. I came to you in weakness, timid and trembling, and my message and my preaching were very plain. Rather than using clever and persuasive speeches, I only relied on the power of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2, 3-4, NIV. I don't know if I can teach this small group. Are you sure you want me to be a leader? I'm not as well studied as some of the other ladies in our church. What, me? I stumble over my words in conversation, share scripture with a group of my peers. I think there's someone else better suited. Without fail, every time I ask women in our church to share a devotion, lead a small group, teach a Bible study, or even just share what God has been doing in her life, I receive one of these remarks. These women, whose hearts desire to honor the Lord and serve His people, have been in scripture for most of their lives. If I were to ask them to volunteer in the nursery, feed the local football team, or visit the shut-ins, they would be the first ones to say, yes. But their confidence wanes when the conversation turns to teaching God's word and doubt takes over. We should approach the teaching of the saints with reverence and humility and seek to responsibly deliver the timeless truths of scripture. However, we fool ourselves if we think we aren't capable or intelligent enough or fill in the blanks to share the good news. When I approach someone about leading a group, I've prayed over them. I've prayed to the Lord, asking Him to lay on my heart who He desires to step up and lead His people. Saying yes to an opportunity, whether it's being a leader in a retreat or leading your neighbor as you walk through reading the Bible together, will require some prep work. We must pray, read our Bibles, study the texts and commentaries, and perhaps even enlist insight from a pastor or a trusted friend. We will need to invest time to handle God's word adequately. But the good news is, it's not about us. When we worry about how people will receive the Bible or avoid opportunities to teach the scriptures because we fear what people will think of us, we are making it about us and not God. In our key verse, Paul reminds the Corinthians that he wasn't sent there to gain approval or a pat on the back for how eloquently he preached the gospel. Paul's goal was to tell others about Jesus. He knew he wasn't the best speaker or the most presentable and likely wouldn't get the award for most memorable. But that was okay because Paul didn't want the Corinthians to be focused on him. Instead, he tried to highlight the power of Christ through him. Paul goes on to share that he was scared, yet in his weakness, he could show Christ at work in his life. Paul's mission wasn't self-focused. Everything he did was to point others to Christ. Even at the expense of his own comfort, Paul walked faithfully and obediently in what God called him to do. There will be many times in life when we feel God calling us to do something that makes us scared, but that's where faith comes in. We have faith that God, who has called us, will sustain us. We don't have to have all the right words, use fancy techniques to entertain and engage, or have our lives together for God to use us. It's not about what we can do, but what God can do through us. God is in the business of using ordinary people in extraordinary ways. So next time you want to say no to an opportunity God has placed in your life because you were scared, remember that we have the power of the Holy Spirit working to bring God glory, and His purposes will prevail. Intersecting faith and life. As we think about Paul's life, we see his dedication to sharing the gospel at all costs, even though he was an unlikely candidate. Many of us in the Western world live relatively comfortable lives with little opposition to sharing our faith, yet we hold back out of fear, nervousness, or worry. Take some time today to pray that the Lord will open your eyes and heart to opportunities in your sphere of influence to teach others about the Lord. Ask your pastor or women's leader about future opportunities to share, train, or share at your church if you feel led. For further reading, check out How to Prepare to Teach Bible Study or 2 Timothy 1:7.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app, so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.